The Newbury Players present Charlotte's Desert by Bill O'Leary. It is a plain, unadorned diner with booths, situated in the orange-gray desert of eastern California. A 50-ish woman is taking curling pins from her hair and combing it. A radio is turned on at moderate pitch. A slightly older man with balding pate is wiping the booth tables with a comfortable and unconcentrating manner, sometimes giving the booth seats a flap of the duster.
And speaking of living, why don't we live it up tonight at the Desert Oasis? Four shows nightly starring Herbie Dixon, that popular singer, singing all his popular records. Never a cover charge, but always a place to give you a charge, if you know what I mean. Well, that's the Desert Oasis off Route 201. Well, we got exactly 6:59 past 8, of course. And we switch to Shelley Jones and Jack Cassidy, who have a little special package for you, musically speaking. Of the western sector of Charlotte's desert. All residents and owners of dining establishments are warned to be on alert. Police are in hot pursuit. More details as they come in.
Christ almighty, Timmy. Hope they don't hole up here. I don't want to fool around all day with them. Why the hell do they all run to the desert when they start their monkey business?
Cops will be on their tail, Holly. Probably catch them before they get this far.
Christ's sake, we go to the desert to get a little peace and they come blaring in after us. You can't win. Coffee's ready.
Molly's place had some bandits last week. She said she got kind of a kick out of it.
Yeah, well, that's Molly. She watches that stuff on television and thinks it's a big bang when it happens to her. She enjoys having them sitting around pointing a gat at her while they tells their life stories and how they came to be law offenders. She could have got rid of them much earlier, you know. She grabbed the gun that one of them left on the counter while he went to play some background music on the jukebox. And what does she do? She gives it back to him because he cried. Well, let's see. They're in the western sector now. They ought to reach the eastern sector here in about 10 minutes.
Maybe sooner if they cross Kennecott Canyon.
Chances are they don't know the route. They're probably new in the game if they couldn't pull off that jewelry store job. Well, we'll finish that coffee and get the shotgun. You fixed it, didn't you?
It's fixed all right, Holly, but it's filthy. It needs a quick cleaning before it's safe to use.
Well, we're going to use it if we have to. I don't want to listen to their troubles. I wouldn't mind being tied up here and put in a broom closet, but they don't do that anymore. We have to stand behind the counter serving them coffee while they unload their hard-looking times. As I say, Molly likes that stuff. Well, she can, you know? If you know
Morning.
What I mean. Hi there. Sleep well?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, the bench was very uncomfortable, but the pillow helped.
Yeah, well, you see, we don't usually have stopovers, and that bench back there was the only thing. You said you didn't like sleeping in your car.
Well, the garage is sort of drafty, and I have to buy a new heater. Well, I appreciate it anyway. Is the car fixed?
Yep. All set to go.
Oh.
Nice little motor.
Well, thank you.
Now, we don't go in for stayovers. The fellow who sold this place said we could add on to it, you know, make 4 or 5 bedrooms, another wing. I didn't dig that, you know. I mean, it's too much extra trouble. I like diners. You come in, you dine, and go. What'll you have for breakfast?
Oh, the works.
Ham and eggs?
Oh, it's fine.
Flash. The two long desperados who brazenly attempted to hold up the Golden Rock Jewelry Store in Montreal this morning at 7:30 have now entered the eastern sector of Charlotte's desert, hot to be pursued by the desert police. Restaurants and restaurateurs in this area are cautioned to be on the alert. More bulletins will follow. Here's Guy Mitchell for a change of pace and rockabilly.
Oh, dear, is that around here somewhere?
I'll give that gun a quick cleaning.
Put some ammunition in it.
Two hold-up men are coming here. How awful.
Oh, not for a couple of minutes. You got time to eat your breakfast. Traveling far?
Los Angeles. Do you think I'll be able to get there? Do you think the police will catch them. My daughter works in the movies.
Oh, they'll get them eventually. It's hard to escape in the desert, but they always try. Big turnover in the police, too, in the desert. They're allergic to the sand, a lot of them. Uh-oh, here they come.
Oh, dear. Is there a broom closet someplace I can hide?
I know what you mean. Oh, you can relax. They're past us. Cops are too close. Well, that's that. It's a good time for you to go.
Yes. How much do I owe you?
Let's see. $6.50 for the car trouble. $4.70 for your supper and breakfast. 50 cents for the pillow. That's it. Thank you. So your daughter's in the movies?
She's an extra. Mostly in nightclub sequences. She's always asking me to visit her.
Oh, that's nice.
The last picture I spotted her in was A Star Is Born.
Did they come?
Passed just a second ago. Cops are right with them.
Well, goodbye. Must be exciting here, I guess. Must make you nervous, though, sometimes.
Yeah, well, we're getting used to that stuff now. We first came here, it was like the country. Well, I'll walk you out.
The desert police have successfully apprehended one of the brazen broad daylight desperados who unsuccessfully cracked open the Golden Rock jewelry store. The other culprit has eluded the police by earlier jumping from his fellow desperado's speeding car unawares. Impending capture is expected. This is BAAD, Voice of Carpentville. Here's Doris Day for a change of pace.
Hey, Holly, they caught one of them. The other one jumped from the car. He must be in this neck of the woods.
Here I am. He's coming.
What?
The other one. Just spotted him dashing up this way. Cop's car is heading back after him. Is that loaded?
No, I didn't have a chance.
Hadney, quick, please.
He took your car.
He threw sand in our eyes.
He took our car, Murphy, the pig. He had two fistfuls of sand and he threw them both in our eyes. We should have shot him when we had the chance. Now what do we do?
Flash! The remaining culprit who eluded the police has successfully got away by stealing their cruising car. An emergency patrol car manned by Captain Morrissey is speeding to the Holly's Diner to pick up the two abandoned policemen.
Oh, good. Let's get out on the road and wait, Murph. They don't have to send Morrissey. He just wants to get the credit.
What credit?
Well, we still got one of them. He won't get loose from that cactus tree back there.
Hey, these cops are getting buggier. Tying a killer to a tree. Some motorist who doesn't know what's going on and come along and loosen them. And I'll probably strangle them instead of thanking them.
Well, it's good they didn't leave him in the car. They both have gotten away.
Oh, you're all right. I'm so glad. I was just getting ready to back my car out of the garage.
Oh, I forgot about you. Gosh, you're shaking.
I saw one of those killers run in here. I thought surely it killed you all. I felt so helpless. So I ran into the back of the garage and laid on my stomach, like they tell you to do during an air raid. Isn't that silly?
Oh, sit down in the booth there. You want some alcohol to settle you down? They say it helps.
Well, I don't know.
Do you drink vodka? Because that's all we got. Some truck driver delivered a case by mistake. We're trying to get rid of it. I wrote two letters to Trenton, New Jersey. That was the address on the case. I never heard a whisper from them. Get one of the bottles, Timmy, from the freezer.
Vodka?
Yeah, we didn't pay for it, so it's no skin off us. I don't drink much myself. I hope you don't either, because we don't have a liquor license, and Timmy and I aren't the drinking type.
Oh, I don't think I'd want vodka, thank you. I don't drink much myself. I hope Sarah doesn't either. That's my girl in Hollywood. They just drink cold tea in those nightclub sequences. My daughter tells me.
Is that right? Forget about it, Timmy!
What?
She doesn't want any.
A glass of water is just as well, thank you.
Sure. Shouldn't be long now before they catch that young rascal. He'll look old enough to have a driver's license.
Further info on the daylight abortive fold-up attempt of the Golden Rock Jewelry Store. Captain Morrissey, after collecting two of his officers who were left stranded when one of the hold-up men went off with their prowl car, and now speeding to where one of the hold-up men was left tied to the tree. After apprehending him, Captain Morrissey and his men will move swiftly to apprehend the remaining desperado, who is hurtling through the western sector of Charlotte's desert in their stolen police car. All patrol cars in this area have been alerted to stop this under authorizedly driven police vehicles. A complete coverage of the story will be given in 15 minutes on the 10 o'clock news. Well, let's listen to Betty Garrett for a change of pace. And here, no one knows me.
Back radio announcer is really up to the second.
Who, Hal? Yeah, he's the best one. We advertise on his station for $12 a month. That's not bad. But we call him up and give him anything that's happening, any news for him to use. So he gives us a deduction. It's about time he gave us our plug, every second day about this time.
Are you Desert Bred?
Desert Bred? Hell no. Timmy and I hail from Indiana. We come out here for a change of air. Timmy's a World War I veteran. He was driving an ambulance, you know, and he got a blowout. So he gets checks for that. Yeah, so we took this ride in the desert, you know. It took possession of us. You know what I mean? It took possession of us. So we had to stay. Lucky thing, the people that were getting a divorce, you know, that had this place. So we got it very cheap, very cheap.
Well, it's nice if you like it. I'm used to sidewalks of the city, you know. Well, I better get along and meet my daughter. She expects me sometime today. She's going to show me all around. She says she might. She just might get me in a picture as an extra. Just for fun, you know.
Well, that'll be fun. We don't go to the movies much. I like the radio myself.
A warm welcome to Collie's Diner. Tourists from all over the country passing through our big, warm Charlotte desert have made this simple homey diner a landmark.
There he goes.
Holly is ready to serve you herself, cooking you your favorite meals any time of day, from sunup to sundown. Holly invites you to inspect her kitchen. She's plenty proud of it, and well, she should. Everything is spotless clean with that old-fashioned smell that kitchens used to have. Visit Holly's on Route 904, Charlotte Desert, Eastern Sector, when you're on the road. Everyone else does. Why don't you? Well, here's Joan King on the Hal Crowley Wake Up and Live program, singing from that hit show on Broadway, Flower Drum Song, It's the Street of Dreams.
About visiting the kitchen, you know, he makes that up. My customers just pass through. They haven't got time to visit kitchens, and I don't want them in there, you know. Myself, I don't have time either.
Oh, sure. They have to say something.
That's it. They have to say something different for each one. Like Molly's invitation. You probably passed that on your way down.
Molly's invitation? Oh, well, I probably did.
Yeah, well, she advertises too, and he has for her. Ask Molly how she makes her strawberry muffin so delicious. She won't tell you, but you won't resist asking. Something like that, you know? Now, she doesn't even make strawberry muffins anymore. She used to, but they didn't sell. They're all right. But, you know, they gotta make up things to say, so people driving in their car radios will want to stop. You know what I mean?
But surely. It's a funny word.
It sure is.
Well, they told me that they do this in the movies. My daughter, she's an extra in the movies.
Yeah, so you've been telling me.
Yes. And one picture she was in advertised a cast of thousands, and actually there were only 400. My daughter knows. Well, she typed up the list as a favor for the director. They have to exaggerate, I guess, to stay in business.
A brazen held-up man who attempted escape in the stolen police car of officers Murphy and Crane has been captured after being shot in the arm by Captain Morrissey after a whirlwind chase which brought the brazen desperado and his determined pursuers back into the eastern sector of Charlotte City.
They're in this area again, huh?
Christ, yes, and the damn fool got wounded.
In order to give stopgap medication to the ruthless killer, who earlier in the morning, along with his buddy, already apprehended, ran away into the locked premises of the Golden Rock Jewelry Store and were routed by the owner's pet wolfdog, Wolfgang. The owner, Mr. Harry Stone, was awakened by his pet growl, and immediately suspicious, phoned the police. Complete details on the 10 o'clock news roundup. Say, any of you tired desert drivers looking for something extra special to stop for? We believe Molly's invitation down it can fill that special need. See, Molly's invitation has been filling hungry desert voyages for over 2 years. But what we especially want to let you in on is Molly's especially owned strawberry muffin. You can ask Molly, indeed you will, how she makes the strawberry muffin so delicious. She won't tell you, but you won't resist asking. That's the way.
Well, let's face it, Timmy. We're the patsy.
after this important...
You think they'll bring them here?
Where else? Might as well stick around, ma'am, till they've come and cleared out before you start on the road. Just in case one of them escapes again.
Yes, I think I will. I'm still a little shaken to drive, you know. Could I have another glass of water? And would you let it run a little?
Oh, sure. The ice delivery's late this morning.
Morning to all fellow desert rats.
Morning, Blanche. First real customer we had today. Coffee?
If you please. Lots of sirens and shooting around. Woke me out of a deep dream of sleep.
It's that jewelry store holdup, you know, that's on the radio news.
I don't listen to no radio. I ain't got one.
I know. You're a hermit.
I am.
Meet Mr. Blinge. He's a hermit, so he keeps telling us. I don't believe in such nonsense.
I'm glad to meet you, ma'am. Hope you're enjoying our fair desert.
I'm just passing through. I'm going to Hollywood.
You look a little old, but good luck.
I'm visiting my daughter. She works in the movies.
Movies? Reminds me of the Miraj I had last Tuesday. Do you ever hear of Joan Crawford?
Joan Crawford? Why, yes. My daughter was a customer in her restaurant in Mildred Pierce. She's an extra in the movies.
Chased her all afternoon, all the way up past Kennecott Canyon, till I fell in a sand pit and came to my senses. She kept beckoning to me, but damn if I could catch up to her. That's the last time I chased Joan Crawford, even if she is a Miraj.
Blinge, you're the only one on this desert I ever met who sees Mirages. You ought to take vitamin supplements.
Well, hell if my Mirages ain't the best scenic delight old Charlotte here's got. Next to the sand, of course. When I was a toddler, you know, I used to love to play in a sandbox. I never could get enough of sand. And here I am. I'm on the drifting sands, and I just drift along with them.
I suppose being out here alone must make you a philosopher.
Yeah, that's me, all right, a philosopher. I sit back and look at life, and if I'm lucky, I don't fall into a sand pit.
Keep your eye on that guy, Crane. Even if he is tied up, he's a killer.
Well, I think I better step back now.
Hey, Timmy, drag that bench out here, will ya? That criminal's being brought in here, and I don't want our boots messed up. Well, I hope they have their own first aid kit.
Got it. It's kind of wobbly, but I guess it'll hold him.
Here's a bench for your prisoner, officer.
Thanks, ma'am. Okay, youngster. Sit on it while I take a look at this kit. Where's that kit?
Here it is, Chief.
I don't care anymore.
All right, keep your yap on yap.
I don't care to hear. I'm glad I'm caught. I want to be caught.
Well, you are caught, so shut your yap. I think that roll there is for the tourniquet, Chief.
Let me bleed to death. I don't care. But I'll tell you now, I didn't kill anybody.
Tell it to the judge.
I don't tell nothing to the judge. Know something?
No. Anybody want coffee?
I do.
You keep quiet.
Roll up his arm.
Know something? I'm shy of judges. I can never think of anything to say except one judge. Name was Leahy. I think he was Irish. The Irish are good judges. But Judas Priest, their cops are enough to drive you to crime.
Okay, quit the cuss talk. You're not in a flop house.
Poor kid. He's so young.
Oh, hey, don't let him see you're soft, because he'll chew our ear off. He's going to tell us he's a human being next, and that's the part that really bores me.
I'm not a killer. Call me a rat, call me a louse, but a liar. I'm not a liar, and I'm not a killer. Crocker's out there. He did that killing in that warehouse deal time a couple of months ago. Look at me, anybody. Do I look like a killer?
Now, give me a damp cloth and a dry one. This stuff is getting on me.
Right, Chief. Do you have a cloth, ma'am?
In the trunk, Murph, in the trunk.
Oh, in the car. Okay, Chief.
Now's the chance. Somebody hit this cop over the head and I'll escape to the back.
Be quiet, son.
Thanks. Thanks for being kind. For calling me son. That's all I really need is a little kindness and I reciprocate. That's what I told Judge Leahy. Would you like to shake my hand?
Wait till I patch it up first.
You're a human being. I wish I was. I wish I was a human being.
Well, that's a welcome switch.
Here's the rag. I'll get this wet. Would you run some water on this, ma'am?
Sure. Do you think if I were a human being, I'd be chased around this desert like a weasel? Do you think I'd have to get up at the break of morning to open a crummy jewelry shop? I hate jewelry. No, I'm not a human being. I'm a weasel. For God's sakes, will someone give me a gun so I can shoot myself? I don't deserve to live. I've got a guilt complex.
Perhaps he wants a glass of water.
You want a glass of water, son?
Thank you, if it isn't any trouble.
Well, he's all bandaged up, Captain, ready to be carted off.
Yeah, a glass of water, ma'am, if you don't mind.
Stand back or I'll blast you all.
He grabbed my gun, Chief.
Murphy, you careless idiot.
Here's your water.
Good work, ma'am, you got him.
I don't care, I tell you, I don't care. Get him out of the car, Murph, and don't give him your gun. Thanks a lot, ma'am. You'll receive recognition for this later. We have to hustle now. Goodbye.
Anytime, Captain.
We might all have been killed. You're very brave.
Oh, I guess I'd have wanted to throw it in his face anyway. He just gave me a good reason to.
Flash. One of the captured hold-up men, the Roland Marauders of the Golden Rock Jewelry Store, who had been taken to the Holly Diner for stopgap first aid, was successfully outmaneuvered in a fresh attempt to outwit police arresters. The culprit, while Police Captain Morrissey was getting finishing touches on a tourniquet, snatched the pistol from Officer Murphy's holster as he stood by assisting Captain Morrissey. Quick-witted Holly Ann Brewster, proprietor of the diner, with lightning speed, emptied the contents of a glass of cold water which the police captain had instructed her to pour the thirsty marauder onto the face of the thirsty marauder. The police officers took it from there and quickly huddled the discomfited culprit into the police car, where his fellow captive sat. And both are being fed to the Charlotte Desert Police Station. This is CAAD of Carstenville. Now let's listen to Julie London, now for a real cool one. It's Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. Take it.
It's been awfully exciting, Mrs. Brewster. They ought to make a movie of it. That's what my daughter'll say when she hears about it.
Well, I guess I should truck back to my little old den. Your name will be in the paper. Your picture, too, Holly. All the tourists will be visiting here to see you and the place where it happened. It's going to be uncomfortable around here for a while. No place for a hermit.
You're as much a hermit as I am, Blinge. Have another coffee on the house.
I still feel kind of sorry for that kid. He was so young.
Oh, so am I. So are we all. I feel young right now. My picture's gonna be in the papers. Hey, I wonder how that vodka tastes.
Newbury Players have presented Charlotte's Diner. In the cast were Bill O'Leary as the announcer, Eileen Sokol as Holly Ann Brewster, Carol Hurley played the woman, Walter Kane the desperado, Charles Gabriel Crane, Murphy was played by Apollo Dukakis, Blinge by John Sr., the captain by Denard Clark, and Timmy by Boyd Fagan. The production was directed by Eileen Sokol and John Sr.